earth and sky.
It is hard to boost the oil production to higher levels. The what they call easy oil from the fields we are producing at the moment are leveling off. And to be able to boost our production levels, we need techniques like enhanced oil recovery.
You're listening to Willem Scholte, Shell's chief scientist for reservoir engineering, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Scholte leads efforts to push out oil that's trapped in the ground between grains of sand and rocks thousands of meters below Earth's surface. Up next, Scholte talks with Earth Sky's Jorge Salazar on boosting the world's supply of oil through what's called enhanced oil recovery.
Dr. Scholte, welcome to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
Thank you very much.
Well, we are here to talk about squeezing more oil from existing reservoirs. Why hasn't all the oil already been taken from a reservoir?
Well, oil is captured in reservoirs in the subsurface, but these reservoirs consist of often grains, sandstone grains or carbonate rock. So consider something like the beach. Sand and that is compacted under in a depth of 1,000-2,000 meters. Between those grains is space, and in that space is where the oil is located. Now, when you try to push that oil out, for example, by injecting some water, then you will see that you will not be able to push everything out. There is oil being trapped within these pores by capillary pressures. And as well, the heterogeneity of these reservoirs sometimes makes water bypass regions of lower permeability of rock, and therefore that oil will stay there. So on general, we only manage with the current conventional recovery techniques to get about 35% of the oil out of those reservoirs.
Apparently, you're involved with something called enhanced oil recovery. In a nutshell, what is that? What is enhanced oil recovery?
Well, enhanced oil recovery is the term we use to describe a range of technologies to increase the recovery of those more difficult barrels that are left by the more conventional methods. And there are three main families of techniques. And those techniques are chemical injection, that is like soap, thermal methods like heating up the oil so that it flows easier, or gas injection, which makes the oil kind of miscible with the injectant, and therefore it will not be captured, trapped into the various pores.
All right. I mean, earlier you talked about how the majority of how most of the oil is locked in the ground. And it's not easy to pump it out, and these different ways to get it out. And the ways that you've described this enhanced oil recovery, could you give us a sense of just how much oil percentage wise maybe is liberated through this process?
Yeah, as a rule of thumb, we take about 10% of the oil in place in a reservoir can be additionally recovered by enhanced oil recovery techniques. That is again a rule of thumb. We are improving those techniques with time, and therefore in some cases it could be 20-30% extra oil from specific reservoirs. And if you compare that with the 35% at the moment we see for normal water flood, you can see that it is a significant increase in the ultimate recovery from the various reservoirs.
Well, right. I mean, this sounds like a lot of oil, you know. And you talked about how to get more of this oil out. You know, what potential is there realistically to boost the world's oil supply in the next few years, for example, and maybe looking further ahead in the long term?
Well, the enhanced oil recovery techniques are complex, are involved, and at the moment we only produce 4 million barrels of oil out of enhanced oil recovery techniques. You have to compare that with a world production of about 86 million barrels a day. So you see it's only a small fraction. However, with the shortage of oil at the moment, and with the higher prices than they were 10 years ago, there are a considerable amount of projects on the drawing board and being designed and being built at the moment. So you can see an increase of oil production from these enhanced oil recovery techniques over the coming years, more and more projects coming on stream. How much will that totally be is still an open question, but we assume that the 4% of this moment will probably grow to maybe about 10% in 15, 20 years' time. So therefore, you talk probably about 7 to 10 million barrels a day.
Now, I guess the big question on people's minds who are listening is the world running out of oil?
Well, the short answer is no, not at the moment. It is hard to boost the oil production to higher levels. Yeah, what they call easy oil from the fields we are producing at the moment are leveling off, and to be able to boost our production levels, we need techniques like enhanced oil recovery. On the long term, and now I'm talking about the real long term, oil is a finite resource. And if you talk about the multiple of tens of years, maybe 100 years, there will be a time that we have to rely on other energy sources like sustainable energy. And therefore, I think personally that we really need to put quite some effort in those sustainable energy sources and make them mature. And it will take quite a long time. If we look at the enhanced oil recovery techniques we're talking about, from a bright first idea to implement it in a field will often take 15 years. So from doing the lab experiments and then doing a pilot in a field and then going to a full commercial development. And that will be true for the other sustainable energy sources as well. But I think that we can maintain the current level of oil production for quite a number of years.
That was Shell scientist Willem Schulte on boosting the world's oil supply through enhanced oil recovery. Our thanks today to Shell, encouraging dialogue on the energy challenge. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird, and you're listening to Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.